The first Tuesday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Mark. Jesus and his disciples went into the town of Capernaum and began to teach in the synagogue during the Sabbath assemblies. The people were astonished at the way he taught, for he spoke as one having authority and not like the teachers of the law. It happened that a man with an evil spirit was in their synagogue, and he shouted, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. You are the Holy One of God." Then Jesus faced him and said with authority, "Be silent and come out of this man." The evil spirit shook the man violently and with a loud shriek came out of him. All the people were astonished and they wondered, "What is this? With what authority he preaches? He even orders evil spirits and they obey him." And Jesus' fame spread throughout all the country of Galilee. The commentary today is from Father Antoni Oriol y Tataret from Vic, near Barcelona. Today, the first Tuesday in Ordinary Time, St. Mark presents Jesus teaching in the synagogue. Initially, he comments, "The people were astonished at the way he taught, for he spoke as one having authority and not like the teachers of the law." This is quite an extraordinary initial remark. On one hand, what his listeners admire is not so much the doctrine as the master. It is not so much what is said, but who is saying it. And on the other hand, it is not the preacher as such, but rather who he is. Jesus taught as one having authority, that is, with legitimate and unimpeachable power. Later on, this particularity is reconfirmed with a straight comparison. He did not do it like the teachers of the law. A little later, though, the scene of the man with an evil spirit fills the doctrinal lesson with an admirable motivation. "What is this? With what authority he preaches a new law?" Notwithstanding, we may as well note the qualifying adjective does not refer so much to the contents as it does to the uniqueness. The doctrine is new. Here we find another example of a contrast. Jesus communicates something unheard of. Never has the word new been better applied. We can still add a third point. His authority comes also from the fact that Jesus even orders evil spirits and they obey him. To the master's authority and to the newness of his doctrine, we must add his power against evil spirits. Brothers, our faith tells us this liturgy of the word makes us contemporaries of what we have just heard and commented on. Let us ask ourselves with humble gratefulness, do I fully realize no man has ever said as Jesus did, the word of God the Father? Do I feel rich receiving the message that holds no comparison? Do I realize what liberating force Jesus and his teachings have in human life, and more specifically, in my life? Touched by the Holy Spirit, let us tell our Redeemer, Jesus of life, Jesus of doctrine, Jesus of victory, please, as the great Raymond Lully liked to say, may we live in constant wonder of you.